producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Thank you for being part of our show today, tuning in and listening. We have a guest to give us some insight from having grown up in communist China. Not the first time such a guest has been on the show, but it's always a privilege to hear some of the wisdom that I think comes from people who have seen what it's like, felt what it's like, just experienced what it's like not to have any freedom, not to be in a country where they could say whatever's on their mind, whether it's stupid or not, and not worry about the consequences. That's not the way it was where Lily Tang Williams grew up. Very much people learned, I would imagine, Lily, early on, watch what you say.
Right. Yeah. Thank you for having me, Larry.
Well, I'm so glad that you are available. I really think it is a privilege, and it's a valuable lesson that we can give to our listeners every time somebody with your background is available, because I would rather learn from your experience than have to learn it myself.
Yes, I lived in China until I was about 24 years old, and I was born right before Cultural Revolution, which was 10 years, of course, of political social chaos. And Mao used that to purchase the political enemies, and he really used and brainwashed young generation and people called the Red Guards and to purchase enemies. Then later, he sent them to countryside to say, get out of the cities and get re-educated by peasants. So I have uncles like that who went to countryside for 10 years, never graduated from a high school, and they were the total lost generation. And I was in elementary school that time. I just did not understand why my uncle had to leave home, go so far away. But I knew they had to go. Otherwise, my grandma would be severely criticized. My granddad would lose his job. So really, there are just no parental rights. When the Mao and Communist Party told you you had to send your kids to educational camps in the countryside, you had to make them to do it. You know, swallow your tears.
You're probably very aware that that's exactly the way it was in communist Cuba. I think it still is, but certainly in the early days, the kids had to, whether they liked it or not, participate in the sugarcane harvest, which was the one source of foreign revenue that the communist government had. And even that was kind of in jeopardy because, as you know, every time a communist touches a business, the business goes to pot. It just can't work.
Yeah. Well, we're growing up without knowing anything called private property ownership. Everything was owned by the state. They called it by the people, but actually it was just by the government. My grandma had a sewing machine made from iron. After Mao's big river, you know, like campaign to say we got to produce the highest production of steels in the country to compete with Russians, with Western world, they confiscated her that, and only little piece of private equipment she owned to say, hey, you got to contribute to your motherland. So she had to let that go. It's just absolutely crazy. Of course, we lived under government food rationing coupons every month. We had a family of five. We had 2 kilograms of pork every month. I was a starving child. Every 2 hours, I was starving. We had only some rice with vegetables. Sometimes my parents, who worked for state factories 6 days a week and could not keep us fit. So we had to sometimes go out and harvest some wild vegetables just to put on top of rice with hot sauce, you know. And people complain about black beans on rice today. I thought I would love to have black beans on rice back then. I did not have enough proteins to grow up with.
Exactly. Well, you know, you probably will never know the answer, but I'll ask just in case. Do you know whatever happened to that sewing machine? I got a guess. It ended up rusting away, never to be used again.
Right. You know, it just, I think when I, of course, when I grew up in China, I did not know the truth. You know, when you were indoctrinated, brainwashed, no freedom of speech, no freedom of press, the only news, the information you knew was from your government. So, of course, we all truly believed Chairman Mao and the party did what they told us. Because if for the next 10 years in school, I was told, you got to conform. You got to do what we told you. Otherwise, you're bad. If you do what we told you, we reward you. You're good. So you just learn, behave like that way, like a robot. You become, you know, state properties. So as a child, I in school, we did all the chanting and did all the revolutionary songs and dances. And we wrote our diaries, turn over for teacher to review so she can give us feedback. We confessed to Chairman Mao on our bad behaviors, even bad thoughts. If you had bad thoughts, that means incorrect political stuff. You got to convince. And they encourage you to also report on your neighbors, your family members, too.
What you were just describing a second ago strikes me as the actual original low-information voter that Rush Limbaugh talks so much about, people that depend on the Democrat mainline media for their information. That, by definition, makes them low information because they only know what the media wants them to know. And they're the ones that go vote like little robots for the socialist Democrats. And sometimes they don't have much discernment either about the kind of Republicans they're voting for, even when they get a chance in a primary to head some of these liberal Republicans off. So it just struck me as you were describing the information starvation diet that you had in China is that the low information voter was invented by Chairman Mao and then was later imported by the Democrat Party here in the United States.
Well, that, of course, I you know, Chinese today, they are still actually starved for truth because we still don't have a freedom of speech and press.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why, you know, so many Chinese still miss Chairman Mao. They would still buy mouse buttons today. Can you imagine that? Because they are still starved for truth and they were still indoctrinated. It's sad to tell you, my parents in their 70s, they just found out recently from me that Mao starved 50 million people to death because it's a central planning policies. And they thought it was a 3 years natural disaster. So,
yep.
Of course, that's all we were told. We did not know anything better.
Your generation, or I'm sorry, their generation, your parents' generation, who are Russians, have the same misinformation about Stalin and have the same fondness for, oh, if Uncle Joe were still in power,
mm-hmm.
How different it would be. Yeah, right. The blood would still be flowing. That's how different it would be.
Yeah, it's scary. That's why I feel like it is my new citizen's duty to come out, speak up and against you know, the communism, socialism, and statism we are facing in this country. I mean, of course, it took me about 20 years to totally wake up from my indoctrination in this country. But once I woke up a few years ago, I cannot be stopped. I feel like I'm on the mission now to wake up other Americans.
You know, that's an interesting thing, and I saw that in something that you had written online, that it took 20 years to shake off the information deprivation and the actual misinformation of your education. It's not something that's magic when you walk across the Chinese frontier to another country and into freedom. It just doesn't happen that you, oh, I get it. I see where they were lying to me all this time.
That's right. I did not know I was a libertarian at all, because if you gave me a political quiz, and like back then when I first came to this country, I would be a statist, almost half communist. Even though I was fighting against my communist government the whole time, but still, the only thing I knew was government and government, and government is our solution to our problems, because I did not know anything better.
My guess is you were fighting against the excesses, but hadn't really been able, because you weren't ever given a chance, to think through, well, gee, maybe this system itself is the problem. And like you were saying, it's not the lie they were telling us about three terrible years in a row. We're coming up on a break talking with Lily Tang Williams. She's written a number of things on the web. We're going to get to them, especially about guns. Don't go away.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
The revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressRevivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressRevivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
And I'm with my guest today, Lily Tang Williams. If you've been listening in the first segment, Lily grew up in China under the regime of Mao Zedong. She had the standard information deprivation along with total lies that were provided to the people of China. How else? They had to lie. They had to blame the weather or the Russians, or the Americans, or maybe the Formosans, I don't know. Somebody else was always responsible. It's like bringing up a child. You ask the child, well, what happened? Well, Susie did it, not me. Billy did it, not me. And that's what the communists are doing, blame shifting. They wouldn't have anybody to talk about if they couldn't shift the blame to somebody else. And so the marvel is, Lily, that you were apparently a closet liberty seeker even during this time. But it's awful hard when that's all you've ever been used to get to shake it. And I was struck when I realized that it took you some 20 years before you finally undid the damage they had done to your thinking.
That's why I'm so worried about the Common Core. I see that as the attempt to nationalize American education. Once the federal government controls the education, and guess what they are attempted to do? They're going to indoctrinate our children for generations to come, not train them to be critical thinkers and super patriotic Americans who are free mind. They want them to become like a Chinese kids today, just accept authority, accept the police state, and test well, become corporate workers, become government employees. I don't want my kids to go through that. I went through that all my life in China. So I become totally just against the Common Core. And of course, we're against the big government, we're against the big corporations who want to use our children as profit centers and do job training for the Chamber of Commerce and the international corporations on taxpayers' dime. It's just totally wrong, because I came to this country, I thought the government would leave me alone. And this is the country that I read from the Constitution, from the Declaration of Independence. I have natural rights, nobody's going to bother me, and the government will be small. But when I woke up a few years ago, it's not the same country I dreamed to come.
No.
It's becoming, reminding me the country I left. You know, it's
not
kind
the
of
same
scary,
country.
Larry.
No, that's right. It's not the same country that our founders came to establish. And for some considerable time, a lot of that freedom that they fought for and worked so hard to establish remained in place. But over the last 100 years, we gradually have seen it slip away. It's a bipartisan problem. Mostly it was Democrats, but there were all too many Republicans that have just gone along to get along. And so rather than being a loyal opposition, the Republicans have done anything but oppose. And we've seen it even very recently in the administration of our dear leader, Barack Hussein Obama. The Republicans have given him everything he wants because they are terrified of a confrontation. They're convinced, and I cannot explain to you, I can only report that they are convinced that a confrontation with the president that might result in some agencies of the government slowing down or shutting down for several days somehow is political disaster for the Republicans, even though in the last election they picked up 6 new net Senate seats. You can't get it through their head that, hey, we ought to have a shutdown every 6 months or so to have it out with the Democrats. We're only going to win more seats. They don't believe it, even though they just had it happen to them. It's the most stunning piece of willful ignorance I've ever seen.
Well, Larry, I no longer believe the Republican Party. I was Republican until 2008. It's part of my awakening up. I'm a libertarian today. I don't understand American people. I thought every American would be like a Patrick Henry, give me death or give me liberty, that kind of type. But even our leaders, when they victory, don't do squat douche when they go to Washington, D.C. Like
nope.
You said, they're afraid of something. But maybe they just don't have backbones and don't have principles. I truly believe that both parties are fundamentally no difference. They are doing to us, take away our freedom, our rights, and doing that to our children. And because they're all bought and sold by special corporate interests, no matter who wins in the office, same people control the country. I'm totally against this kind of special interest who actually use our taxpayer to pay back their cronies.
We all should be. I've joked about the kind of spinelessness that we see in John Boehner and other Republican leaders. Zoologists have a penchant. They like to name things with a Latin-sounding word or phrase. And so it's occurred to me that they must have discovered a new phylum that walks upright, but it has no backbone, and so they've called it the Johannes Boehnerus. It's very kind of you to laugh. Thank you. I was not sure that your background with a very different language was going to pick up on that. But yeah, that's exactly where we're coming from. The guy seems to be congenitally incapable of fighting for what he said he was going to do. It comes very close to making him out to be a liar. Maybe he wasn't lying at the time he said he was going to get rid of Obamacare, which has very serious implications for gun owners. But the effect is he's not going to do it.
But you tell me why people keep voting those people into offices. Why? They have been their career politician for all those years and doing all those damages. They're not actually holding the line for our freedom. Then why are they keep getting elected? I really think American people should really be brave, be courageous, and don't have a blind loyalty to party. Party is just a tool. It's a non-profit organization.
Right.
Why can't we have our independence in this country? Politicians don't do what they say they're going to do. Throw them out.
Well, you know, from time to time and place to place, that actually happens. Eric Cantor was the number two Republican in the House of Representatives. 2 years ago, in a primary in the outskirts of Richmond, Virginia, he lost. He was so surprised that, from what I'm told, he was having dinner in a fancy restaurant in downtown Washington, D.C. And about 9:30, he got some kind of a message on one of his Androids or iPhones or whatever. And so he breaks away from the dinner, looks at his device, and evidently reads that he is down and is going to lose the primary. He's going to be an ex-member of Congress in a very short period of time. And reportedly his face went white. He excused himself and drove immediately to Richmond. But of course, by then it was all over. It took him completely by surprise. May God allow us to do the same to some of these other guys this election year. Talking with Lily Tang Williams, we're going to be back for some more about what it looks like to somebody from communist China looking at us now.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 20 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking heart body extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest this week is Lily Tang Williams. She is United States citizen, but an observer, if you will, from communist China. Grew up there, got out of there as soon as she could. Lily, if I got your bio correct, you actually had become a lawyer in China and had visited the United States, had studied here, and that's when you began to realize that maybe you wanted to get out of communist China.
Well, I went to law school because when I was 16 years old, my teacher, my favorite teacher, got very sick. I was the class president, so I visited him to say hello, and he told me his personal story. When he was a fresh college graduate, Communist Party encouraged students to criticize the party, gave us a true feedback. He did. He was naive enough to trust them. He gave a true feedback with his friends. After that, sent to an educational labor camp in the countryside for years, and he worked as a manual labor for 10, 16 hours a day, and he ruined his health. And he told me he was in bed and told me that, Lily, that our country is ruled by man, not ruled by laws. I got my mind just set up on going to best law school possible. Maybe someday I will transform China from society ruled by man to a society ruled by laws. And so after I went to law school, I was so excited at passing the 3-day nationalized college entrance exam, and one of the only 3 students from Sichuan province to attend this law school. I become quickly disappointed because they were teaching us Soviet Union law model at the first day class about the law theory. We learned that the law was just a governing tool for the ruling class to rule the people, That's exactly what they said to us. Law is not to protect people, not to protect their rights and properties. It's actually the tool for the governing class to use to rule the people.
That is amazing.
I become very disappointed.
That, I never had heard that they were actually that open. That's very cynical. They must have assumed that you were somehow a favored one and would think highly of such a truly ugly statement, as the law is just a tool for us to rule with.
Right, and I think they underestimate us. We challenge professors, we argue with them, but the professors say, well, I'm teaching you this theories, and we have constitution, but it's a piece of paper. Reality is controlled by Communist Party. So we learn that our law says one thing in the paper, and our reality is different, even though the true color is the tool for the governing class. So I become very unhappy and rebellious, but only when I become faculty member after my graduation, I got really hammered down by my communist committee bosses. They want me to totally conform, no academic freedom, and got to watch what I said, and they did not want me to go out, socialize with my students. I got to act like teacher, draw the lines, all that hardliner stuff. I just thought I could not handle to stay there and climb my career ladder like this in China. I would not be a happy human being in myself. Not even forget about your dream of transform China. When I was a college student, I had an American friend who showed me the Declaration of Independence. List all those rights, I realized, wow, I have a natural right. So I said, this must be a great country. I dream of come to America in college. But when I had to really give up on my hope on China, I decided to come to the United States to study to get my master's degree. I went through 7 trips to get my passport. My communist boss wanted me to sign a piece of paper to promise I had to go back to China after my master's degree, or they're going to kick me out of the Communist Party, which was critical for law professionals, and right. Also send me personnel file to my home state in Sichuan, because if you get a file sent back to your hometown, that means I will never be able to go back to Shanghai, work in a first-tier city. The household registration system is controlled people's movement in the country. I didn't care. I just, fill my mouth. I fought, and I quietly, I just did everything I supposed to do in order to leave.
And I imagine there are other students who have done the same thing. Not all of them probably have the opportunity you finally had to get established outside of Communist China. And those poor folks have to go back even after they've seen. Let me report on something that I heard of. A fellow that actually had the privilege of spending a little bit of time with Boris Yeltsin. After Yeltsin had become the head of the Soviet Union and the so-called thaw following the time of Brezhnev, Yeltsin came to the United States. He made a tour, went to New York City, and he even traveled through some of the – they wanted to make sure that he saw some of our poorest areas, which to American eyes are dreadfully poor. And as he's looking at – these are the poor areas, and then he drives through the middle-class areas. They drive him. He's not driving. And after a bit, he begins to repeat over and over and over again – they lied to us. They lied to us. They lied to us. He had bought the propaganda that his own party was imbuing in him, one of the leaders of the Soviet Union. And he bought the lies because that's all he knew until he came here.
Yes, we all had to buy into those lies. When I was growing up, and we were told 2/3 of the population in the world were starving to death, we should be very grateful. We had the rice to eat. We had a Chairman Mao party to provide us, even though extremely poor condition, the community housing, where 8 families share 1 bathroom, a big ground, a hole, and it was very scary. No light bulbs at night because nobody owned it, so it was community bathroom, no light bulbs tonight. As a child, I was scared to death to go to bathroom. And of course, we thought, geez, whole world is starving, like, we should be grateful. We should not complain, you know. We bought all those until we come out, look at the world with our own eyes.
That has to be quite a shock. It certainly was for Boris Yeltsin. And here is a man at the very top of the Soviet hierarchy, and he didn't know. It's amazing how complete the lie can be. And that gave me an appreciation for what a struggle it has to be for somebody who is locked in that kind of a society. No wonder the regimes don't like the internet, don't like radio, because these are windows to the outside. And unless those windows have filters on them, oh my, the people may find out that it's not nearly what they've been saying, that there's that they've been lying to people. And that's why I think they've punished so severely ownership of shortwave radios and the ability to access the internet without going through, in the case of China, the Communist Party filters to the outside, so that certain things you just can't get on the internet, from what I understand, in China.
You cannot have access to Facebook and Google, and even with our Chinese-style WeChat, where people like use kind of like Facebook to chat with each other, now is severely censored. They want everybody now go to register their cell phones with real ID, so that way you cannot go to the Chinese, so-called Chinese Facebook site, to say something bad about the government, because your cell phone will be registered, and that's only be accessible from cell phone. My brother, who came over from China, he even got a notice here from a Chinese telecom owned by the state. You got to register your cell phone numbers, or, you know, we're going to terminate your cell phone number. Chinese cannot live without their cell phone numbers. Their banking transactions and notifications all are done through cell phones. So he said, well, I can ignore, but I still want to keep my cell phone. I have to think about how to, you know, go back there registered. It's just total nuts. They ignorant people, it's a lot easier to govern, to control, than educated citizens. That's why all government, if you look at all the, oppressive government, they want to dominate, control their citizens.
Let's come back and talk a little bit about registering with Lily Tang Williams, someone who has escaped, as it were, communist China, and is now a voice for freedom here in the United States. We're going to talk about her National Review article.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s, and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold Fish Oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold Fish Oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at Fortress Survival LLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from Fortress Survival LLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Welcome back to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour, talking today with Lily Tang Williams, a lady who has had the opportunity, which she took, to get out of Dodge. She left communist China, and she was just telling me something I hadn't really realized, that cell phones are feared if they're uncontrolled just about as much as uncontrolled firearms. And the way they're controlled, Lily, you were explaining, they have chips in them, and the chips can, I guess they all can have an ID, and therefore they know who's saying what about the dear leader, about the regime, about shortages and people starving, and you're just not supposed to talk about things like that. And so cell phone registration is as important to them, obviously, as they don't bother registering guns because they don't let people own them. Had people had guns, even I would kind of think three-shot hunting rifles, Tiananmen Square would have been a rather different outcome.
Well, my dad told me in the 50s, after the Communist Party took over, and they go through door to door to confiscate the guns. Also, they build this national pressure to say, you got to volunteer, turn over your guns. If we go to your house, find your guns, then you will be thrown into jail. People were scared. You know, they, you know, people who had the guns were turning them over, or you are risking your entire family. So after 50s, nobody could own or buy any guns, even today, except you are minority who do hunt, and you have to have a special permit to buy hunting guns as a minority. But majority of Chinese are called Han people, Han Chinese. You know, no, there's no way you will be thrown into jail. So when I grew up, I was so scared because our neighborhood was poor. Was I mean, of course, we all pretty much equally poor. If you had the criminals come over to lock on your doors, breaking your doors, you had no way to defend yourself. I was talking about kitchen knives, those big choppers you use to chop bones. That's our weapon. Is, you know, if I hear some some noise and we hear some noise, that's when we go to kitchen to grab and stay behind and hiding. It's just very scary. Then we have a police date. You have a police lock on the doors, kick your doors at midnight without any reason or search warrant. It's just scary that I thought they might take my parents away for whatever reason. And it's just growing up as a scared little girl, and I never actually thought about gun ownership rights because there was never taught that way. Even today, I talked to Chinese college students. They told me the same thing. The government told them, oh, Chinese people are not capable to handle guns. If everybody is allowed to buy guns in China, our society will collapse. I said, who told you that? They said, oh, government. I said, is that to their advantage to not let citizens to have guns? They're smart people. They say, well, you're right, yes. But I said, then why did you buy into that? Do you want to have the right to defend yourself? What if a government go nuts like they did in Tiananmen Square? Now we all become silent lambs, you know? You will be just become victims. And
you
they
wrote
say,
something.
Well, what can we do, Lily? We don't have guns. We're afraid.
Oh, yeah, that's the point. You wrote an article a couple of years ago in National Review about guns against tyranny, and something that you wrote a couple of sentences made me think of something that had just happened not long before when a clerk, county clerk in Kentucky, was thrown into jail, not because of any law that she had broken, but because a court without any basis in law, decided that what she was doing didn't meet their standards, and therefore they became the law. And it was completely arbitrary. It was not rooted in any constitutional warrant. Our Constitution doesn't say anything about marriage. That's a state matter, not a federal matter. And yet it was a federal court that threw Kim Davis in jail. And here's what you wrote that brought her name to my mind as I was reading it. From your article in National Review, it says, it was frightening that local police could stop by our homes to pound on the doors at night and search us for no good reason. People were arrested without court papers and locked up for months without trial. Well, that's almost exactly the situation that Kim Davis endured in Rowan County, Kentucky. We're not that far away from the kind of things you moved away from.
I know this is supposed to be, like a free country. Not since going on in this country really worries me. You know, people will say, Lily, we're not communist China yet. But I say, yeah, not yet. But we're going down that way fast. That's why I'm worried. You know, that's something 2013 in Colorado woke me up, pushed me, jump off the couch to become political activist. It's because they were trying to ban magazines. I was never a big fan of guns. I thought that my Second Amendment right would just be there forever. I don't have to worry about it. I can always have guns. I can always defend myself and my family until I start to feel real threatened. Oh, they are going to limit my shots, or government criminals will have an unlimited shot, and they're trying to control more and more my rights. It's like, this reminds me of, what if they become China? I lose gun ownership rights. And I will, you know, totally become a helpless and powerless. So I went to Capitol to testify. Once I testified, I wrote this article, and a friend got me published from an independent institute on National Review Online. What if for the citizens in Beijing who were begging soldiers don't shoot students had a gun? They would not afraid to use it to protect their kids. But they had no gun. They were begging. But then the soldiers, begging soldiers were feeling guilty, so they did not go in. They pulled back. So Deng Xiaoping had to actually go to other outside province to get the soldiers in who don't know Beijing well and to shoot students.
And who probably didn't speak that dialect as well or at all, so they had no way of understanding what the people thought.
Yeah, that's what they were going to crash down the counter-revolutionary students who were overthrowing government. Those were peaceful protesters who were chanting democracy, freedom, and reforms, and anti-corruption. They did not even say, I want to overthrow communist government. Those were peaceful demonstrators, but outside soldiers who were indoctrinated, who were told to follow the waters, they did not know the truth. And they had the blood on their hands. And they say that's why in order for us to keep our free country as a constitutional republic, we have to get our people educated, informed. It's so easy to control an ignorant population instead of educated one. So that's why it's so important our kids cannot be controlled and data mined by Common Core nationalized education, because then they will not be American citizens who have a passion for freedom. They will just follow orders.
No, just follow orders. I was thrilled when I read this sentence that you wrote, a couple of sentences in that National Review article. I felt empowered when I finally held my own gun. For the first time in my life, I truly knew I was free. The Swiss have a saying that a rifle is the emblem of a free man. And here you are, a lady from China, saying virtually the same thing.
Well, here's the thing that I told people. I tell my Democrat friends, if you want to use government to control people's gun rights, you are doing yourself great harm. And someday you will not be able to fire shots at all. What's going to happen to your children's freedom? We cannot be naive to believe, to buy into guns kill people. I tell them, the tyranny government kills millions. If you compare with private murder cases and the ways the tyranny government killing millions, from Nazi Germany to Russia to China, who kills a lot more, 100 times more? It's always the tyranny government. So I got to use my story to tell people, don't tell me what I cannot own, what I cannot buy. It's my God-given right to use whatever I can to defend against tyranny government, to defend against criminals, and I will never give up on Second Amendment right. If you give up on that right, all your other rights cannot be protected. Then we're done.
Lily, I don't think they're going to let you teach in the university in China ever again.
But I'm amazing. Actually, I'm going to talk to University of in Puerto Rico in St. Juan, and I know it's lots of socialist students there, but I'm going there to teach them, to show my PowerPoint, my old pictures, to wake them up.
That is a message that really needs to get to Puerto Rico, because you're so correct. The Republicans in Puerto Rico are to the left of most Democrats here in the United States. So I wish you the best as you go to Puerto Rico. I wish you the best as you continue to speak out in the United States about the importance of the Second Amendment. So glad you're in America, Lily Tang Williams. Thank you so much for coming, and thank you for being on this show.
Thank you for having me. Go to check my Facebook and the website and follow me online.
You bet. Lily4Liberty.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.